Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. I'm your host, Leslie Ann, and I'm super excited because I have one of my favorite people on the podcast with me today. You guys get to meet Coach Chrissy here from our Fat Loss Lifestyle School team. She's joining me from California this morning. So Chrissy, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and where you are and what you do.
Okay, well, I'm so happy to be here this morning. It's one of my great joys to coach under you in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. I'm from California. My husband and I have been married. We've been married for 20 years today. It's our 20th wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And we have 6 kids. They range from age 5 up to age 17. And I work here in personal training and a lot online, especially with the situation right now. And I coach in Fat Loss Lifestyle School.
Yeah. So how long have you been in the fitness industry and how did you get into it? Is this what you went to school for or did you just, you know, happen into it some other way?
So I didn't get into the fitness industry till I was in my 30s. In college, I studied counseling psychology. And then out of college, I worked with women and their children in a crisis center in nonprofit work. And then we started having kids and I wanted to stay home with my kids. So I would just go back on a volunteer basis and teach classes for lay counselors that worked with women in crisis. And then it wasn't until we went through a difficult situation. And that was what led me to working in fitness. We had 4 little boys at the time, and we were then in the process of an adoption as well. And I won't go into all the twists and turns there, but the situation with this adoption turned very sideways, very fast. And we found ourselves in a situation that was prolonged. And it was very sad, very scary. We thought this little infant that we were caring for was going to have to be removed from our home. The social workers involved really believed that if she was transferred to where the courts believed she had to be transferred, because their hands were just tied legally, they told us, you know, we think this has to happen, but we don't think she's going to survive the weekend. And so we entered this long situation where day to day there was an influx of bad news coming in, lots of court dates, lots of social worker stuff. And even though in that situation I had a really deep and abiding trust in God that we were where we were supposed to be, irregardless of the outcome, and even though we had lots of wonderful community support, I really began to unravel. And I found myself so constantly sad, so constantly scared, that I was having trouble eating and sleeping, and I was just a wreck. And then a few months into that, my husband one night, he's the kindest person still to this day I've ever met, but he looked at me and he said, "You know, you're here, but you're not here." And I knew he was right. When he said that, I knew he was right. And I decided at that point that the way I had been walking through this difficult situation was no longer acceptable to me, and that I couldn't do it anymore. So I went back to what I knew, and I threw myself really hard into consistency with my fitness, with nutrition, because I knew I had to do whatever it takes to give my kids their mom back. And what happened through that situation was that as I started to gain some strength on the outside, as I started to feel a little bit better, that all that outer strength that I was starting to develop started to translate and spill over into other areas of my life. And little by little, through, in large part through fitness, my kids got their mom back. So it was after that that I ended up pursuing a personal training certification and some nutrition certifications, because I really wanted to be able to give women what I had been given. And my situation wasn't particularly unique. You know, we all have dark times that we'll walk through and difficult things. So that was how I ended up, you know, going from counseling over to fitness.
Yeah. And those are still amazing skills to have, you know, as trainers and coaches. A lot of what we do kind of borders on the edge of counseling in a lot of ways. So yeah, that's why you're so good at your job. You have a team. So how would you describe, you know, kind of the transition from what you were doing there to finding Fat Loss Lifestyle School? I think you and I met on Instagram, right? Was it Instagram or Facebook? I think it was
Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you went through the program and we just stayed in touch on Instagram forever and ever and ever. And then like, as we started to grow, I remember just thinking like, man, she is so relatable and shares the best stuff. And I just love this girl. I would love to have her on the team. So reached out to you and you to make a long story short, now you're one of our coaches. But it's funny that despite you and I probably talking on social media every day for years, we just met in person for the first time a few months ago in Portland.
Yeah. Yeah. That was wild. I would have pegged you for someone who is far more risk averse than hiring you before you met.
Yeah. So if you're not following Chrissy on Instagram, you should be, because she shares so much of exactly what she just talked about, like how she integrates fitness and nutrition into a very busy lifestyle with lots of babies and grown kids and just, you know, stuff going on all the time. Because you are so busy, I imagine you have to be pretty organized and you have to have like a schedule down to get everything done. Do you have any strategies or things that you've kind of developed over the years to make sure that you do stay consistent with the things that you realize, like, I've got to have my nutrition, I've got to have my fitness, or I can't be the kind of mom I want to be? What kind of things did you put in place, and how do you continue to make that happen every day?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I believe really firmly that everything starts with mindset. I actually, even with my clients, mindset and priorities has to be first, because the reality is, as humans, we make time for what we want to make time for. We do what we want to do. So before you think about things like time management and scheduling and things like that, I really think women have to have, I have to have that big picture reason in my mind. You know, in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, I love that we talk about our clients finding their why. Because, you know, for me, because fitness was such a big part of what gave me my power back, gave my kids their mother back, it's so essential that it's not actually hard to find the time to do it. So I think before you're trying to say, look at the practical things, like, do I need to get up earlier? Do I need to get up later? Do I need to get a babysitter? First, you have to figure out why you want to eat in a way that serves you and why you want to strength train and get that exercise in. You know, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel good in a swimsuit or things like that. That's fine. But it's not a big enough anchor when like the busyness of life comes in. So keeping in mind how much I really need those things so that I can do all the things that are important to me that I feel like I'm called to do. I've done all sorts of crazy things over the years where at one point I was driving to a gym that was really far, but they had the best play care that I felt comfortable putting my kids in. Or at other times I would have like a sleeping newborn with a noise machine next to me and I would have all my weights and just, you know, be doing that in my living room. So I think first, before you, the practical will work itself out if it's important enough to you. And so finding that why, I think, is really first and foremost.
That's amazing. I love how you just said that, because I think we get so focused on the practical and the plans and the programs and the workouts and the the nutrition plan or whatever. But what you said is so true. Like, if you don't know why you're doing it, you don't have some kind of huge thing, meaningful thing anchoring you, then yeah, as soon as you get busy, all that's going to go flying out the window. Right. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I want to talk about something that you have become kind of our resident expert on at Fat Loss Lifestyle School, and that is trying to feed people that have lots of different needs. Because like you said, you have the six kiddos and some of your kids are athletes, so they're eating all the food. And then there's your husband and there's you. So when it comes to mealtime, this is something a lot of women tell us is like, well, I think I know how I'm supposed to eat, but it's too overwhelming for me to make my special meal and then make my family's food. How have you been able to kind of marry those two things together and cook and put meals together that work for you, that work for your athletes, that work for your little kids, that work for your husband? Like, how do you do that?
This is something I love to talk about because I love when women, especially in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, I always do a video on it in my coaching group, because it is not as hard. People think it's a lot harder than it is. They think that, they just assume maybe that I have some really fancy strategies, and I don't. Like, what I do is so simple. So what I try to do, well, first of all, going back to mindset, we really, in our home, we come at nutrition from a place of lightheartedness, gratitude, thankfulness. Like, I don't want nutrition to be this like point of contention. Like most busy families, the time that we are together is around the table. And so I want that to be as pleasant as possible. So I come at it from that standpoint. And then what I do practically is the base of every meal is going to be protein, fiber, and water. Because no matter what your goals are, that is, barring some strange health condition, that is good for every human. You need the protein, fiber, and water. And then what I do is I layer in things to suit everyone's different goals, preferences, and tastes. I do have three high school athletes right now, and then one junior higher, and then two elementary school kids. And my youngest is, you know, I joke all the time that he only eats seven foods. We might be up to eight now, but he's very picky. So I have all these varying competing goals. And so what I'll do is, you know, say you take a meal, like say we're throwing a steak on the grill. So steak is our protein. And then for fiber and water, maybe I'm roasting a bunch of broccoli. And for a wet starch, I may have some sweet potato on the table. And then my high school athletes, because their training is very high volume, very high frequency, they're still growing, they're trying to bulk, all these things, they need a ridiculous amount of starch. So I have the things that I want to eat, right? I have the steak and the broccoli and some sweet potato. But then I'll layer in maybe some rice for them. And for the child that only eats seven things, I want him to have something on the table that makes him happy. Because again, mealtime is about joy and around the table. So I'll also maybe serve a bowl of strawberries. And some kids don't like broccoli, so I'll maybe serve a green salad. So I've made one meal that suits everybody. And then we all come to the table and everyone can build their plate according to what works for them. My training is not like high school football training. So I need far less starch than they do. You know, I need my plate like filled halfway with broccoli and then 4 ounces of steak and then some sweet potato. And they need their plate filled like halfway with rice and then a separate plate for even more food. And so everyone can build according to their goals and tastes and preferences without, I'm not doing like the short order thing. Like I cook some weird diet thing for me and then mac and cheese for a kid and chicken nuggets for a kid and Sam, no. Like nobody has time for that. And it's not pleasant. So that's how we do it.
Oh, that's so awesome. Do you think there are any downsides to, because there are so many programs out there that flat out tell women that, you know, you shouldn't eat breakfast. If your family's eating breakfast, just drink coffee and, you know, hold your appetite until you can break your fast at lunch. Or, you know, just drink shakes instead of eating food or eat these prepackaged meals. You know, what are your thoughts on that? And like the kind of signals that might be sending to the little, you know, the kids who are watching us and getting their cues about food and their relationship with food from us?
Yeah, there's so many dangerous, I think really dangerous things about that. Aside from just the misery of it all for the woman who's doing that, is it really takes and relegates healthy eating into this thing that you only pay attention to if you're trying to lose weight, as opposed to nutrition being something that is important to everyone to fuel everyone's goals, and so that everyone is feeling their best so that they can dive headfirst into life and whatever they're called to do. I really think it can create a lot of just negativity around food and around eating healthy when people are getting these big packages that cost $400 of all these tiny, tiny little things. What has happened in my house is, because I'm not super like, you must eat the cauliflower, you know, I teach them some things, I put the food out, and I know they're going to find their own way, and they'll have to go through their own experiences just like I did. But what I have found is, over time, my older kids have started to ask me questions. What's the best nutrition for pre-workout, intra-workout, post-workout? I want to bulk. How do I recover? And so because we're all kind of eating the same things, I'm not having to say, well, you eat like this and I eat like this. It's like, well, for my goals, I need this. For your goals, you probably need this. But if my nutrition was totally separate, not only is that just miserable and expensive, but they don't get the opportunity to kind of learn and figure out how nutrition can support them and what they're going to do in their life.
Yeah. It's the word scale comes to mind. Like, everything is scalable, and
yeah,
everybody might have the same foods on their plate, but they're just different ratios and extras of one thing and less of something else based on your goals and your unique metabolism, which is really what we do in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, is teach everyone that you are different and we're not all going to eat the same thing and we don't need to. So yeah, you're living it and walking the walk right there at home. I love that. You posted recently too, just kind of segueing into, you know, talking more about diets, how diets get in our heads and they tell us all these stories about ourselves that are not true. Like, you know, you need a coach to tell you exactly what to eat, and you can't trust yourself around food. You're going to lose it around sugar and eat all the things. I would love to know, like, what inspired you to write that post, and how do you think women can start that process of getting their power back and getting their self-trust back around food when there are so many messages coming at us saying that, you know, we always need to be finding the next program, doing the next detox, asking some guru, like, can I have this? It was an amazing post. Hopefully you'll, you know, reshare that and keep resharing it so that everybody gets to see it. But yeah, I would love to know more about where that came from and what your thoughts are on that.
Well, you know, what I'm seeing in fitness, and I'm sure it's been going on a long time, but what I've really been seeing lately is that, probably because we live very much in an Amazon Prime, 2-hour pickup, instant gratification kind of a world, is that, you know, things like patience, discipline, consistency, like, those concepts are just not sexy. And so when you start, you know, someone says, I just really want to lose weight, or I'm struggling, da, da, da. And you start to talk to them about protein, vegetables, sleep, picking up heavy things. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But my neighbor lost all this weight doing celery juice. Or have you heard about apple cider vinegar? And I'm seeing that more and more. And I just had a bunch of situations happen all at once where either people were telling me, or I saw people, buying these like really expensive programs that I know from experience aren't going to work, or are going to work kind of, sort of, until they don't, that are going to cause them, because it's such a crash diet, it is going to cause them to lose muscle, mostly muscle. Yeah, they're going to lose 25 pounds in this short amount of time, but it's mostly going to be muscle and water. They're going to have a damaged metabolism, be more miserable afterwards. And I saw that. I see that so much. And then afterwards, they're even more miserable. They haven't learned anything. They've just been given a program and a list of rules and told to follow them. So then they're even more susceptible, I feel like, to the next scam, because they feel even more desperate and they feel like a failure, because they're like, I tried this and it didn't work, and I tried this and I gained the weight back, and I tried this. And it's not that they are a failure, it's that they were being sold something that was a lie. And it's so frustrating to me, and so sad to see, especially when I'm like, we are all different, but the science is the science, and there are things that can help you and can really concepts, you have to learn a little bit, and then you can be free to just eat and train for your life. Not that coaches aren't helpful and not that you won't keep learning, but you don't have to crash diet, feel like you're failing, feel miserable, search again, crash diet again. So I hate that. I hate that.
And I think the feel is different. Like all of those programs to me, it feels like they're based on fear. They're based on lack of trust. They're based on restriction. And you said like just a few minutes ago that your whole mood, like the vibe you want in your house around nutrition is like joy and, you know, enjoyment and fun. And, you know, we're not going to be making you eat things you don't want to eat. Just let them kind of figure it out for themselves. They'll learn.
Right.
But that's, you know, this is kind of fun. I didn't plan to ask you this. I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
Just so everyone doesn't think that we're like chicken and broccoli people. No. What are some of your like little favorite foods that bring you joy that people would not expect as someone who's a personal trainer or a nutrition coach? And I know these about you.
You do know. You do know. Okay. One of my great joys in life is gummy bears.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
And so these, like, I'm not like, I don't do any like sponsorships or anything. The stuff I post is just like, I just like it and that's it. I don't like, anyways. And on my Amazon subscribe and save every single month, I have big boxes of these gummy bears that are stevia sweetened so that I don't feel good when I eat a lot of sugar. So I don't, but them.
Yeah, you can have some gummy bears. That's okay. Right.
Yeah.
So when, you know, the clients that you work with locally, that you do personal training with, because we have a lot of women come through our program and a lot of women that come to us who have never formally exercised before. Like they've maybe gone to the gym or done some videos at home, but like not a program. And strength training seems really intimidating and really confusing. And it's tempting to just like, oh, I'll just do some Instagram workouts and that doesn't work. So then they quit. When someone comes to you and says, I want to get strong. I want to start, you know, really working out in a way that I'm going to get results from, that's going to make me stronger and better. What are some kind of first steps or, you know, what are some things that you do with people right out of the gate when they're kind of just getting started? What would you focus on?
Yeah. One of the first things, I do with clients is we do some really basic things, but my whole goal at first is to convince them that they can do far more than they think they can do. Because if they've seen some Instagram and Pinterest workouts and things like that, a lot of times you see, you know, women holding these little tiny pink baby weights. And so unless they're coming back from injury or there's some sort of extenuating circumstance, I do not let them pick up a tiny baby weight. And every single time, and I don't care, I have clients that didn't pick up their first weight till they're in their 60s. Every single time they are surprised at what they can do. So I always have people, the first thing I say, whether they're training with me or just, you know, talking to me and asking me some questions and going to train somewhere else, people need to get a quality plan that they can trust. So whether that's buying a book, or very early on before I was a trainer, you know, I bought online programming from some great trainers that I've learned a lot from and I'm very grateful to. But they need a plan that they can trust. And then they need to, every single workout, pick up just that much more weight than they think they can. And almost every time they are surprised at what they can do. They are surprised at what their body can do, and they realize they were selling themselves so short. So that's the very first thing is them kind of tapping into and realizing just the potential, and then we build from there.
And then it gets fun, right? Then you
so fun.
It's like a feed forward cycle because you keep like, oh my gosh, I didn't think I could do that. What else can I do that I didn't think I could do? So it just becomes training, then becomes really fun and something like you get to do. Versus something that you have to do because it's boring and, you know, it's not really challenging you. So yeah, I love that. It's so cool. What does your training schedule look like right now in terms of strength training and cardio? What do you do?
So I love because of, I think I have this like deep and abiding loyalty to strength training because of what it did for me in my own life. So right now I am doing, depending on the week, I'm doing about a 4-day split. Nice. And then I do 1 to 2 days of cardio. Usually one day is HIIT because California gyms are closed right now. I'm out in my barn gym, and that's great. It's working out great. And then I run just once a week because I love it, and not super far, but it's kind of my treat at the end of my training week, and it works out a lot of the soreness there. So.
Is the dog running with you now?
The dog is getting good on a leash. Aww. And she is, yes, bless my trainer that trains her. She is running with me. She is a lazier breed, so sometimes there is more rest during those runs.
Aw, yeah. I got a little running buddy there. That's cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So with Fat Loss Lifestyle School, you've been with us for several rounds of the program now. For someone who's listening to this or maybe finds you on Instagram or online and they're thinking about doing the program, what would you tell her about, you know, making the transition to this lifestyle? No more diets, no more crash diets and stupid programs. And, you know, what's your favorite part about leading women into this, you know, through this journey and to a place of freedom and fun around food and workouts?
Yeah. Freedom, freedom, freedom. I mean, the freedom from dieting, the freedom from food fear, and the freedom from a lot of obsessive behaviors, measuring, weighing, all that kind of stuff, is so beautiful to see women achieve in the program. And then to see them freed to go and be the best that they can be in their career, or in their family, or whatever they're doing in their life, it's beautiful. And it's a process, and sometimes it takes women longer than the 4 weeks. Of course, anything worth doing takes time. But seeing them get to that point where they literally never need to shop for some scammy diet again, they'll continue to learn and grow beyond the program. Of course, there's always more to learn, but seeing them get that foundation and get just both the emotional freedom and the freedom around food, and then be able to just go and soar, is like, it is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's really touching. And I get messages like all the time from gals that have been in my groups, and they're not messaging me like, Chrissy, can I eat this? Or can I eat this? Or is this okay? They're messaging me like, look at this amazing meal I made. And someone messaged me the other day, look at this sheet pan dinner I made. And we had company, or someone else's message, you know, just messaged me and said, you know, I had to stay the course longer than the program to start to see weight loss, but I'm finally seeing it. And I never, you know, and I'm just doing the things I learned, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are so lucky to have you on the team. It's been so cool to watch you lead people through this program and bring all of your gifts and your personality and the gummy bears and all the fun, quirky things about you to Fat Loss Lifestyle School. So for any of you that want to get connected with Chrissy on Instagram, Chrissy, what's your Instagram handle?
It's at ChrisFitRoseville.
K-R-I-S?
K-R-I-S-S Fit Roseville.
Perfect. Yes, I'm sure they'll be coming to find you. But tell her hello when you get there and let her know that you heard her on the podcast. And if you liked this episode, be sure to share it with your friends. If you know someone who is a mom who needs some help with fitness and nutrition and some encouragement, this would be a great episode to share with her. Thank you, Chrissy, so much for being on the podcast today. And we'll see you guys soon for another episode. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you loved it. Before you go, I want to invite you to come over and join our new group on Facebook called Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders. This is not your average Facebook group for women. We're not going to be sharing recipes, random workouts, and motivational quotes, because I'm pretty sure you have plenty of that in your life. Instead, we're having higher level conversations about how we train, how we fuel our bodies, and why we're doing this whole lifestyle change thing to begin with. Jump over to Facebook, search Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders in the search bar, request to join, and I will see you there.